women are funny. La 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 la. Women are funny.
Yeah, no shit.
Women aren't funny.
Hey, lady. Nice try.
Women aren't funny.
Women aren't funny.
Mm-mm. Women aren't funny at all.
For coming. It's our first live show. I'm going to scream into this as loud as I can to match the level of the intro song.
Drama.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mo.
I'm Alana.
And I'm Emily. Go ahead, lose it.
We are Women Aren't Funny.
We have a weekly podcast that is available on iTunes. Subscribe. Keep the buzz alive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because the back. I'm the loud one.
Okay. No, go ahead and talk into it. They need to hear you.
Oh, I feel so popular.
Nobody's going to download this podcast so far.
Everyone's like, I love the feedback. I hate the voices. Yeah. Okay, great.
We got rough ones.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, this is our first live show. Really excited.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. I'm pregnant. Spread it.
I'm not. Spread it.
I guess I'm equal.
Yeah,
like I have yeah.
Most havesies.
I'm the vegetarian of the group, so.
Enough.
Oh my god, it's all I hear about.
We're going to get right into it because we're running a little forward. We're a little in the future.
Cute
of us. So we're going to start with our pop and lock.
What's popping? What's locking? It's time to be in the know.
What's popping? What's locking? Get in the know!
If you're regular listeners, you understand why that just happened. If you're not, please just leave. We don't have the time.
It's going to be a lot of that.
Mo wore a loose tank. That's different.
I haven't working out. I haven't been.
Okay, our pop and lock is it's all about what's buzzing, what's going on this week. Games.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, right. Emily and I went to the midnight showing of Hunger Games.
I don't mean to stop the show right now, but Alana, you have a moist upper lip.
Oh my god, I always do!
Did anybody else see that?
Oh my god!
I just wanted you to be...
Pressure me. What?
I wanted you to be able to wipe it away. Sorry, no. Hunger Games, back on track.
Okay, wait. Front row, when I have a moist upper lip, you gotta do this.
Moist.
Let me just... Okay, for everyone who's just listening, it's a
they're adorable.
It's so helpful. It's so adorable.
4-year-olds. I'm looking for a boyfriend.
Woo! Okay, so Emily and I went to the midnight showing of Hunger Games, and we loved it.
It was like, it was what it was.
I mean, granted, cool. Poorly edited,
well,
way too short.
I don't know.
But other than that, like, obviously, I'm the Katniss of the group.
Okay. Okay.
It's true. I swear, if we were in any sort of apocalyptic era, any shit went down. I mean, this has been any city I've lived in. Everyone knows, find Candini.
Yes, it's true.
When Emily and I used to live in Chicago, she used to make me do, like, test runs, like, if shit hit the fan in Chicago, and it was like, okay, Alana, we're going to meet here at the lake. No matter what happens, drop everything and go to this meet spot. And I was like, and then what? And she's like, I'll know what to do. And I trusted it. I was like, yes.
The idiot didn't think I had a boat already hidden under a few rocks and some branches. She's fooling herself.
I'll tell you, half the time I tried to light that city down myself to see how it all panned out.
Third city.
And I was the one to blow out the match.
Give it up if you've seen The Hunger Games. I just want to know who knows what any of these people are talking about. Cool. I wasn't invited to this midnight showing. I was in Boston. They weren't playing it there.
I don't know.
I'm guessing.
And we were like, ugh.
Can't
like,
bring her.
Like, from your purse?
Yeah. I brought so many snacks. I always do. It's my thing.
So just quickly, like, let's lay it out. Alana, you know more about Hunger Games than any of us because I don't read books written for 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Well.
So could you please tell us who would be what of the book? And if I'm not Katniss, like, I'm fine with it. But if I'm not the designer, then I'm done.
Basically, it's kind of like modern-day Battle Royale. Mo is for sure, for those who've seen the movie, there was this, like, little boy with curly blonde hair. He dies immediately. He's dead right away. Like, basically the opening credits, dead.
No, why did I even wear this cutoff tank if you think I'm so weak?
Well, because, like, everybody saw him and they were like, get his flesh. Done. So it's like, that's your thing. You're done. You're out. You're not even in the movie, basically. Emily, I hate to break it to you, you are the Katniss. And here's why. Because Emily, like, yes, she's very strong, but she cares so much about her sister, Pram, which, like, honestly, is me. Even though she has real siblings and one of them's here, for sure it's me.
I would never save my sister.
Do you know what I mean?
Never. Call her. Tell her. I don't care. My brother, on the other hand, take that baby boy to the end.
He's good. He is good.
But if he... But sadly, if he thinks he comes before Alana,
you're dead wrong. I've got three siblings and two, and they're as good as dead, bottom line.
She's all I've got.
I have no opinion. I'm already dead in this.
And in the movie, I am...
Fuck this movie.
In the movie, okay, absolutely. That's why you're dead, right?
In the movie, I'm definitely Peeta, who is in love with Katniss and, like, really works to save her life, but, like, does in this really, like, fun, charming way, but then he gets injured, and he's, like, out of commission for so long and needs to be taken care of, and I'm like, that sounds like me. Like, I like to give up.
Are
I
you
like to
confessing
quit.
That you're in love with me?
Oh my God. I'm ripping it apart!
I come hard and strong. All right.
So that's it. That's our pop and lock. Go see the Hunger Games. Tweet about it. What's Twitter?
No one's ever heard of it.
Why are we advertising for this huge movie?
Oh my God, it's so good.
It needs it.
Yeah, Mo, you checked out weeks ago.
All right, we are going to interview three amazingly beautiful people.
Yeah.
All good Thank friends you. Of mine. All just met them. We're gonna bring those guys out right about now. You may know him, we're not sure, from Mr. Show.
Oh.
As of late, he's been on Breaking Bad. He's one of my favorite human beings that exists and the best father I've ever met in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Odenkirk.
Thanks, Emily. Yeah. Thanks, Emily. Keep in mind how terrible most fathers are.
Like mine.
Many of Bob, them are in Bob, prison.
Bob, guess what? I did.
Right in the middle there, a good friend of mine from Chicago. She was just featured on South by Southwest, where she also opened for Mike Birbiglia. And Just for Laughs in Montreal. Give it up for Beth Stelling, everybody. Yeah!
And bringing it up on the end, my dad, I'm so happy he could make it to the podcast. It was so cute of him to come in. He's also my best friend. He's on The League. He's on Eastbound and Down. He owned Mad TV. Ladies and gentlemen, Ike Barinholtz.
I love you.
A solid intro as far as I'm concerned.
Honestly, let's quit the podcast. We did it.
Yeah. 30 minutes later.
All right.
I just want to say I'm very proud of all three of you.
Two of us have known Ike for a while, so, like, I feel like that was genuine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Uncle Ike. You want to know what it really is? I've been texting Bob this whole time.
Seriously, it's just being a dad, you, like, always have your phone on and you're always checking to make sure the kids weren't stolen yet.
What's that like, Bob? What's it like for me to have your children held captive?
Seriously, when you first have a baby, you do get the phone and keep it around you, and that's what you're, I guess that's the nightmare you're expecting is
so
phone
I
call.
I must have kids.
You don't have a baby anymore. Glad I had a phone with me.
Is that the kidnapper text?
I wanted to get that information as soon as it happened. At least I know now. That's some I'm reassured a little bit.
I love how he texts you two instead of just calling you. He's super hip on the text.
Texting kidnapper.
The kidnapper's busy. He doesn't have time for a call.
You don't want to waste your time, too, with a conversation with all the niceties. Hello, how are you? I'm fine.
Got you are kid.
Back up. You got my kid. How are you feeling today? How is your day going?
Okay,
let's start. Face.
Mine would be, have your children, girl, what you up to?
But seriously, I'm checking it to make sure that everything is okay in the world outside of this theater that I can see.
And is everything okay?
I don't know.
Wait.
The phone still works.
I know that.
He did drop it. He threw it.
I dropped it on a ladder. The funniest thing backstage. Did you hear that? It was so loud.
If you were shooting a movie and you were ADRing that with a Foley artist, it would not sound that loud. It was
the sound
insane.
Man would be, ah!
Admittedly,
the loudest sound in the world is a cell phone being dropped on a ladder, onto a ladder.
We just figured
it
out. We just figured it out.
If you look behind your phone, though, Bob, we do have your phone mic'd, so that's.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you mic this phone?
We need to know.
We want
to
know what's buzzing.
This is one of those prank podcasts.
Yeah. Ashton, get him in. What's that? I miss him.
I'm the one getting punked.
Okay, Beth and I, what are you?
No.
I left mine in the green room.
Professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So risky.
I was just sexting my wife before the show.
Whoa! Keeping it hot.
Yeah.
Just no foreplay whatsoever.
What's that? You get married this afternoon?
Still in the honeymoon phase, dog.
So, Bob, I know you came on and you wanted to talk about a new project you have.
Well, look, I think I've talked about it too much, actually, now. So this is the last promotion I'm doing, and maybe I should not talk about it.
You want me to talk about it?
If you talk about it again, I'm holding you accountable.
Listen, I don't want to upset all the angry people on the internet. All the pissed off, bitchy people.
Oh, yeah, they're up in arms on that.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to make them mad. I did a pilot for Adult Swim, and they put it on the internet, so please watch it if you haven't already watched.
Yes. What's it called? What's it called?
It's called Let's Do This.
Yes.
And you can go to adultswim.com, and that's it. I'm proud of it. It's funny. I hope you like it. We can talk about
it. I've watched it. It's great. I loved
it. Great. I have also watched
very
it.
Very nice. Thank you.
I didn't watch
You're
it,
welcome.
And I know Bob.
Well, it's
so don't feel bad if you haven't, but watch it.
Good.
Tweet it.
Good. So
I have watched it. It's great. It's great.
I want to tell people about that, but other than that, I'm here to talk about stuff. Your stuff.
Yes.
You guys and you guys.
We brought them all on to talk about our own personal drama.
Yeah, we have a serious question. Who's the cute of the group?
It is a three-way
tie. That's a sellout. That's a sellout. You choose now or please leave.
The Hunger Games.
Beth, you just came from South by Southwest.
I sure did.
How was that drug experience?
You know, there were a lot of times I thought there was an owl on people's shoulder. It was one dreadlock. It was one dreadlock.
One long dreadlock.
It looked like an owl. And there was a lot of BO and vomit I was trying not to step in. It was fun. It was great.
Wait.
I've been there before. South by Southwest is, if you were to describe it as one thing, it's one giant. You know when you see those guys?
That sounds beautiful.
I saw a guy, I'm not kidding, that trend has now ended because I saw a guy working at a coffee shop and he had his sewn up.
Ew.
Wait,
yeah, it's going to happen. You know, that's going to.
Like he accidentally stretched his lobe?
No. It's
no,
like,
he had,
the
he's
bad
like, I'm
is
done.
Over.
He's
when
like,
you,
I'm done stretching
when you
this.
Have
better
a
sew
bad
it up.
That changes the shape of your body.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. Because. Because, see, fads end, right? But then your body's still hanging loose in a weird way.
And
so that's what's going to happen now. There's going to be doctors, and that's all they're going to do.
So
they're going to fill their schedule
have stretched my butthole.
With sewing up people's stupid...
No, you can sew that up. You can sew that up.
But how do you heighten that? Like, you just like, oh, I glued super glued pennies to my face. Like,
ew.
Well, that would come off, right?
Wait, is that a thing?
Super glue? Super glue.
I can't think of any other fads that make your... body.
Having a baby.
I can think of a...
That's a fad.
And believe me, he's going out of style.
Congratulations.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks.
Stretch marks are done, ladies. Spread it.
Thanks.
Spread it.
So, yeah. South by Southwest was great.
Is
what we're talking about.
You
thanks,
know what?
Beth.
Let's talk about South by Southwest and the people who were there. You were describing them. And I noticed, I figured something out about hipster fashion as it is right now.
Oh, great.
And that is, it is... The look is exactly like a Civil War soldier.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I like
it is.
For the South. Let's admit it.
Yeah.
They're angry. They're
you
angry.
Guys just you're just home from the war, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're writing a screenplay in Starbucks.
Sure.
Oh, I see you lost your leg at Antietam.
Wow. No, peg legs are really in.
But and also guys that wear the NBA jerseys with no shirt, but like very obscure players. Like, oh, yeah. Wow, there's Alex English.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, really? Is that a new thing? Is
yeah,
that a thing?
Is.
And they have to be tight.
Yeah. Skin tight.
I actually started that.
So
bad.
It's a jersey, skin tight, yeah. And it's an obscure player.
The ultimate hipster outfit would be a skin tight Derek Harper jersey from the Dallas Mavericks underneath a Confederate jacket. With giant holes in his fucking ears.
On a bike, riding a bike.
I think the whole earlobe stretching thing is like you're a grandma. You're a grandpa. Hey, grandpa, you got the ear thing? You doing the tribal thing, grandpa? I think so. I think at this point, that's like you're part of the establishment.
Yeah. You're the fucking man.
I completely agree, but change that Mavericks to a monarch. Can I hear it for the WNBA?
Okay.
Oh.
Irony. Irony.
Wow,
it's what the kids are all
I think
about.
I'm in that. I think I'm in that.
I can't believe I didn't. How did I not bring up the WNBA yet?
Yeah,
you
that's
did.
Your thing. That's
you
kind of your
player.
Thing.
It's my thing. I'm a big fan of the Sparks.
I'm the new
the
lesbian
sky.
Of the podcast.
Yeah.
Ladies, prepare yourselves. It's going to be a rough ride.
Well,
Ike. Hey,
hi.
Look at me.
Hello. Hi,
Ike. I love you, too. You're on Eastbound and Down, motherfucker.
That's hot news.
So good.
That is hot news.
Thank you.
Your guest appearance.
I created it.
We know.
That's hot news.
Those two seasons, shot it, and I'm catering.
talk about your haircut. Talk about the haircut you had to get for that show. Now, where did that come from? Did they say, just, you know, man.
Basically, when I auditioned, they were like, it's a faux hawk. I was like, oh, David Beckham was a faux hawk. He's a hottie. Are you taping this? Did you just tape me calling David Beckham a hottie?
Yeah.
He's so fun.
And then I got there, and Gaines was like, yo, man, you want to do this, and you don't want to fucking do it, but I found this picture, and I think it'd be perfect. And it was like a Czechoslovakian high school senior in 1988.
Yes!
And it was just completely white-walled, and I did it, and it was weird. I had sex with my wife, and she called the cops.
Ike, you had sex with your wife, and I called the cops. So, there we go. How's it been, though, man? How's
that
it going?
That haircut should come with a gun. A bottle of malt liquor.
I would come back into the hotel at night, and they'd be like, sir, can we help you? I was like, I've been here for weeks, man.
Yeah, you're like, no one can help me.
Granted, you were wearing buckets of shoes, buddy.
And I was covered in half blood, half semen. So I get it.
Do you have sports background?
I'm steeped in Judaism. So I played like basketball when I was a kid, but when I first got there, I had to pitch in front of like all these people.
Wait a minute. You threw a first pitch at a Cubs game a couple years
story?
Ago.
You ever hear a showbiz story?
Go ahead,
so
stand
this,
up.
We're doing this thing, right? And Matthew McConaughey from Curtain fucking Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire!
My first day, I went to shoot the scene where I throw baseball. And I said to these guys, I was like, the last time I threw a ball was at Wrigley Field. I threw out the first pitch. And it was the worst day of my life. And I threw it out there, and it hit the dirt and bounced. And everything.
Oh, no.
Some guy was like, you fucking faggot! And like my parents were there and everything, you know?
I apologized twice.
Inappropriate.
That's how the Cubs play.
And I told that story, and Matthew McConaughey goes, I know what you mean, man. I know what you mean, man. Same thing happened to me. And yeah, I know what you mean. I was like, well, how did your pitch go? Because I threw a perfect strike right down the middle.
Yes.
Not the same experience.
My God.
But you can
do no wrong.
You can destroy him on bongos, so it equals out. It equals out, man.
Enough of the McConaughey jokes.
Really, guys. Come on. Lay off Matthew McConaughey.
He's your best friend, right, Bob?
I love him. And, you know,
weren't you going to do Mr. Show with him if David could do it?
It was between the two of them. Yeah. And Matthew was busy with being.
He was working out.
He was really just.
Yeah.
He does great characters.
Does he?
They're all just him. Yeah.
They're all good-looking Texans.
I shared a skybox with him once.
Did you really?
Yeah. We didn't talk a lot.
Did you talk at all? Was it in it?
No.
Not at all. He didn't walk up and was like, hey, man, I love Breaking Bad.
Both of us thought, I got nothing to say to that guy.
I've never been in one of those.
Maybe how'd you get in here?
Are those things, are they like really luxurious?
Oh yeah. They're great.
No, you have less of a chance of catching a t-shirt.
They're like a little living room that, but it's inside the stadium.
Is this for like a Laker game or a Clipper game?
The
Laker
game. I thought we were talking about Donnie's skybox
in Chicago.
That's
a fucking straight up Chicago.
Yeah. What Beth is talking about right now is the Black Box Theater, which is the not sec. It's like
okay,
the
one of
third
these
or fourth
is not
theater.
Like the other. Okay, insane.
No, it's just as luxurious.
It's funny because honestly, every single person up here right now is Chicago comedy.
Wow.
Yeah. Give it up.
By the way, the first class I ever watched on improv was Don DiPaolo, and that theater is named after Don, right? And he was in the first cast of Second City that I saw at the theater.
And he passed away.
Yeah, and he was so funny. He was so funny. They did a Star Wars sketch, and he played R2-D2. And it was so funny. I don't remember what happened.
You
I
just
was
check
14.
It out? Oh,
yeah.
You were 14, so what is that, like 70s?
Yeah. It would have been
85.
76? Yeah. Oh, no. I'm.
Guess, Beth.
That would have been. Yeah, that's not too hard to do so that math. 76
territory and Joe Flaherty.
George Wendt and I saw two casts and I'm not sure which. I think this was the first one. I think that Don was in it and Don was in it. I know that. I'm not sure if this was the same one that had Jim Belushi and George Wendt. I also saw that show that had the White Horse Tavern sketch in it. And
we're going to reenact it for you right now.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Bring down the lights 20%.
Great sketch.
Push the table back.
And scene.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
Don was so funny.
Yeah, he was funny.
And I also saw him teach a class. I also saw him teach a class, which was great. You know.
That's great. As far as, can we go down the line, starting with Beth?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like down the line.
You start lines in the middle and then...
You know what? Honestly, Beth, you've been really quiet with that wrist tattoo.
Oh.
We've all noticed it.
What the hell
it.
Is that?
Tell them what it is.
So personal. No, it's
why is it on your wrist then?
I'm kidding. It's my mother's handwriting. Oh. My sister and I got it together.
Beautiful.
And it says, born for this.
Yeah.
Oh. That's fun.
Okay. My sister and I got a tattoo about my mom that just says, no thanks.
Alana's mother's a bit much. She's like, she's the queen of our lives, but at the same time, she's a bit much.
I will say, Lucinda, I hate when people have tattoos that are very visible, and you ask them about it, and it's horrible. Like, a friend of mine has a tattoo.
I was playing on that.
Right here, and I was like, what's up that fucking neck tattoo? What's up, Cholo? And he was like, yeah, my fucking brother died in a car accident.
Damn.
Although you got to give me a heads up before I goof on that.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you tell more stories where you look like the asshole?
I actually have a tattoo on my wrist and everybody, it's a maze. Everybody always asks why I have a maze.
How do you get out of that maze?
And I always say it's because I'm 5 years old and anybody can solve this maze. But the best pickup line is when someone comes up to me and they're like, is this because you're amazing?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like,
oh, marry him.
You invited that. Yeah. You invited that.
I can't stand tattoos. I hate them so much.
How many do you have?
Thank you.
I have five. But I the reason I got my first one was because I did a Summer of Dares in Chicago.
I was a part of this.
Wait,
A Summer of Dares. I also went through the Winter of Vigor, which anyone could challenge
me. What are you, in Game of Thrones? The Winter of Vigor.
Buddy, I was the first Game of Thrones. And I did the Winter of Vigor. That was really fun. It was physical feats of strength, which I am shockingly strong, and I did all of them.
Wait a second. What are you talking talking
who
about?
Who organized
I'm
this?
Sorry, hold on. Is this like Taste of Chicago?
Oh, it's exactly
like that. It's just as big. I can't believe you haven't heard about it.
Here's the thing.
There's a Ferris wheel.
In Chicago, I got really bored, Bob. I was like, here's my comedy, here's my jokes. That whole lifestyle, but I was like, I need more. And so I started giving myself personal challenges, which would be the Winter of Vigor.
But is this a shared concept or just in your mind?
Oh, just me does it. Oh, world. Just me does it.
Did you sell food tickets?
By the way, did you just say just me does it?
Just me does it.
Yeah.
Just me does it.
That was one of the dares. Come up with a new fun way to say things.
And I would put it on back when MySpace was hot.
And it's still coming back. Yeah. It's coming back. It is.
And I would post, this is the Winter of Vigor. Challenge me to any physical strength. I swam in the lake in the middle of winter.
That's dangerous.
I lifted many, many, many large things.
Me, I was one of them.
I got hit full on by a bicycle going... We tested all our friends to see who was the fastest.
Yeah.
Then we let the fastest hit me full on with a bicycle.
Whoa!
We had so much time and
was
drugs on our
broken?
Hands, it wasn't even funny.
Following the winter of vigor was the spring of discontent. I was depressed. No one could challenge me to anything.
Always are.
You were the winner.
Wait a second. I want to hear about some of these things. I was swimming in the lake in the middle. That's crazy. If you've ever been to Chicago in the middle of winter,
I swam in
the summer. Horrible. It's horribly cold.
As I walked into the lake, I had to wait until the ice broke through and then fell in. I was in a wetsuit, but I had to wait until the ice broke through and then I fell in. Two people had to drag me out. That's how it turned out.
This is insane.
What was it like? I mean, you couldn't move? You couldn't move your legs and stuff?
No, it immediately, because it freezes your blood.
Oh my God.
But because I am Red Cross trained, and I knew what to do afterward, I was just instructed.
You didn't know what to do before. That's the problem.
When she was in the water, she was breathing the hand.
The first rule of the Red Cross is do not jump in a freezing lake.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Someone had to save that dog.
So
there was no dog. But I knew how to handle most situations, and I was fine. I can run a defibrillator on myself if necessary.
And we put the money in and bought one.
And so, it turned into the spring of, and then the summer of dares, in which anyone could dare me to do anything, and I at least had to try. And one of my friends knew that I despised tattoos, hated them beyond belief.
Thank you.
And challenge, I got five now. Challenged me to get a tattoo, and so I did it. I got Africa turned on its side.
Where?
Deal with it. I'm black as hell.
Wait for it.
And then my second tattoo was Alana, my comedy partner.
Hi.
Of almost 9 years. We got the word yikes tattooed on our ribs.
Sorry. What was the autumn?
Wait,
it was
where?
Winter, spring. The autumn was
fall of fun, and we just had a blast. It was so fun. It was so much fun. We were rolling in blades.
I'm pretty sure that's when my dad died, so that got rough.
Ooh, drama. I forgot about that. Blocked it out.
Meanwhile, I'm partying like there's no tomorrow.
It was just a year of danger because we'd been there for a while. And
I had to move away.
We decided to have a year of danger. Bob, what's the most dangerous thing you've ever
done? And what time of year was it?
And what did you dare yourself to do?
Yeah, that's a question for the table.
Let's go down the table.
Let me think about it.
Start with the line.
Beth, what's the most dangerous thing?
I want to think of that.
Yeah, we'll go down the table. We'll start with Beth.
Dangerous thing I've done.
And don't be a bitch about it. JJ, come on, Beth.
Yes. Come on, you're from Ohio. Come up with something.
Yeah, come up
with something. Oh, that's dangerous enough.
Yeah.
Make it up.
Mm. Oh,
excuse me.
It certainly is.
This is not a public forum.
Emily, hush.
There's a lot of miles in between. I mean,
I'll escort you out.
I haven't done anything dangerous.
But I'd say wearing that blazer tonight's a bit risky.
You're getting zinged.
I am. No, they already zinged me backstage for it.
You look great.
I like it.
Oh, I know what it is. Molotov cocktail.
No, you didn't.
What? But that's a real thing?
Dr. Odenkirk, I'm upset.
You're a doctor?
Me and a friend made a Molotov cocktail.
What is that?
And we went back to the forest.
That's terrible.
Wait, what's in this cocktail?
There was a dam.
For those of you who don't know.
Molotov cocktail is a bottle
filled
with gasoline and a rag soaked in gasoline coming out of it.
Wait, is this
you
for
don't
real?
Drink it?
What? Yeah, and you light. Don't do this at home or anywhere.
Yeah.
No one do this ever.
Nowhere except this stage.
It's reserved for freedom fighters or rebels.
Yes, it's reserved for, you have to be an adult who hates the government.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds like you. Go on.
And we tried it. I don't want to go into the specifics because I don't want anybody listening to
this. What do you mean you tried it and you went into the forest and tried to commit arson?
We made one and thought, what would happen if we used it? And
Bob,
and
tell me how old you were and I can tell you everyone what happened.
I was 14 or so.
Outside of Chicago in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fall.
What's that?
What happened?
Two boys went crazy putting out a fire.
And became and then they became men.
They did put out the fire.
Yes.
Thank God.
Where's the other boy now?
I don't know. I don't even remember who it was.
What? Bob, what's his name? We'll find him.
He's backstage.
The next
but that's
minutes.
That's He's the kind backstage. Of thing where if that had taken off, right, the rest of my life would have been, you know.
A
I'm
lot
not saying you don't.
Would have been a lot funnier.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been like.
Sure.
If you burned down a forest?
Forest and a
yeah,
couple
that
houses.
Might, that might too. Weigh on you.
Yeah, that you would definitely not get some sleep. You
but
know
that's where I feel like you know, like just I had the greatest situation because my dad wasn't around, so I was like free to do anything
Me too.
I wanted.
Well, that sounds great, guys.
I loved it.
That was the world's saddest.
I loved it.
Prison.
My dad wasn't around either.
I used to feel so lucky, but things like that can happen.
Were.
You know, I feel like if I, like, I'm like all over my kids. Like, what are you doing? What's next? What's next? What are you doing now? What did you do a few minutes ago? And it's like, I know I bother them, but also I
Make
like
sure
them to
alive.
Think like,
Check this.
I better not try to build. I have 2 minutes to build a Molotov cocktail and throw it before he asks me again what I'm doing.
But Bob, honestly,
not enough time to do anything.
Right.
Honestly, good for you. I mean, I didn't have a dad around.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it's good for me.
It will be.
My
it
dad was around.
What'd you do, Ike?
Sorry. What was your naughty by nature? What'd you do?
Oh, great plug.
I did meth one time.
What? Yeah. Oh man.
With two of Bob's old coworkers.
I saw it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but it was a fluke. It was a fluke. I knew these two guys, right? And I walked in.
You thought it was Coke.
The coaching horse, you know?
No,
this was like.
Not to fuck you over, Ike, but where is the bar waitress?
Where is the coaching
Probably
horse?
Doing meth. Coaching horse is on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
Yeah. That and, sounds like a place you would do meth.
I walked in there one night and I saw these two guys who we knew.
Yeah.
As kind of like an offhand joke, I was like, you guys got any meth? And yeah, I'll have an Amstel Light for this one. There you go.
And meth.
Yeah. Can I have an Amstel Light?
Okay, so you were like, do you
Anyways,
have any
I go, do you guys have any meth?
Meth
and
light.
One of the guys goes, looks at the guy and goes, yeah. And I kind of thought they were kidding, you know? This was, I was younger and crazy and shit, I wasn't married. And they had a little thing.
Now you have to ask your wife for meth.
Yeah, honey, is it cool if I go do meth? Are you going to be a pain in the ass about it? And we did meth and went back to this guy's house and hung out for about 40 hours. And, you know, complimented each other on our great ideas.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah. It was like, oh, we're gonna write that movie. And we're going to. It was
and
madness.
And you did in those 40 hours.
We wrote a whole, that movie is Gangs of New York.
Oh, timeless. The best. Timeless.
No, and then I remember I went back to like my apartment or my house, whatever, and I sat in my room for 2 days and I would just eat soup right out of the can. Yes. Like, I'm like, I'd start, like, I'd fart and start crying. I was like,
what?
What's the happiness, the serotonin level? Right?
Yes.
Have you ever done it since? About an hour ago.
Yeah.
I got a big heart on.
So tell me, so wait a second. So coming down, like, you were super depressed.
Oh, my God, yeah. I remember,
don't,
like...
Don't do it, yeah, if you're asking questions.
No.
Yeah, really depressed, and then, like, you would still have some of it in your body a little bit, so you'd be, like, literally, like, watching Karate Kid fucking wailing crying.
Do you have to watch Karate Kid after?
You have to. Preferably Karate Kid 2, a.k.a. the good one.
Yo.
But meth.
Because you did Boom Chicago, which is in Amsterdam, you're kind of a drug genius, right? Like, you've done a lot of shit.
Amsterdam. Like Walter White. And, Amsterdam.
You've done a bunch of stuff, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I did a bunch of... No, not.
Mike, talk about what happens when you live in Amsterdam. What do you do? How does it go? Everybody does the same round of stuff, right? Do they eventually go, that's enough hash for me?
Yeah, you had a system. Like, you could smoke dope, like up to 2 hours before your show. But you'd have to have, like, 3 espressos and do, like, 100 push-ups.
Wait, these were the rules?
Those are my rules.
Those are the like, Amsterdam rules.
It was fun, though. It was great. It felt like you were in, like, Casablanca, you know, in, like, the 40s.
What do you think about if it was legal here?
Wait, meth or just weed?
No, weed. Okay. Just hash. Hash and weed.
I think it should be because it would pump money into the city. Right. But also, you don't want a bunch of people that go to weed stores, like, running around town.
Why? What happened?
My friend of mine, who's my brother, went to a... This is the quintessential stoner. My brother walked into a weed store like a couple years ago, and there was 4 people sitting on a couch, and the TV was on, and the DVD player was on, but there was no DVD, and it was just floating Samsung. And they were staring at it, and this woman comes out, and she's like, hey, we have DVDs. Do you guys want to watch one? And everyone's quiet. This one guy goes, give Mission Impossible 3. And it was just, like, that mentality. You don't want that, like, permeating everywhere. So it should be kind of legal, but not, like, super legal where you can go to a 7-Eleven and get it. Hey, do you have any weed?
Like, how about, like, Amsterdam? Should it be legal like Amsterdam?
Yeah, because they got a good system down there. Like, everyone rides a bike. It's not like everyone's driving on the 101.
Right.
You know,
and it's only in one area of town that most of these places are.
Actually, it's not. It's actually kind of everywhere. Like, there's a coffee shop right by the Anne Frank house. And you could literally get stoned and then be like, God, she had no fucking room. But they at least...
What a tribute.
That's how she wanted it.
But it's actually everywhere. They just have it taxed very well. And most of the Dutch people don't smoke it. It's all like tourists, like British soccer hooligans. Like, give me your fucking strongest.
Like David Beckham. Yeah.
Like David Beckham.
Ooh, bringing him back.
My hoo-ha's pretty small. What?
Have you done that?
Shut up.
I haven't done anything dangerous. I mean, I...
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
I think you probably have.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let's...
Think about it.
Oh, I do know. I do know that Beth Stelling was on the field hockey team in college. That's pretty dangerous.
That was dangerous.
Thank you, crowd, for agreeing.
I may have broken a girl's nose.
That's dangerous to me. That's more dangerous than doing that.
I know the neighborhood you live in Chicago. You probably had, you know, some crazy night there where someone woke you up or you shot someone or something.
Nobody held me up. I had a lot of sex at age 15.
Yo, tell them. That's it.
Yo, tell
them.
I thought this whole show was just about pregnancy scares, so I'm pretty lost.
It is, you guys. I'm so stressed out.
The funny thing is Alana and I were both in a show here, a 4-man show called Nonstop Pregnancy Scare. So you're almost on the money, Beth.
I always think I'm pregnant just for the attention.
I don't care.
Alana, how long has it been since you've had sex?
Years, possibly never.
No. In all honesty, fake virgin, how long has it been since you've had sex?
I don't even know. I'm so hopped up all
night. Alana, I'm trying to do an actual bit.
Okay.
Be honest.
Okay. Wait. Or I'll what is the date?
I'll hang myself.
Maybe 5-6 weeks.
Ew, you liar. Okay, Alana.
Are you looking at me like, when did we last have sex? Like, wait, what?
Mo's always there.
Alana,
mine's been 4 weeks.
Alana recently took a pregnancy test for no reason.
Attention, I told everyone.
She hadn't had sex in quite a while and took a pregnancy test purely for the attention.
Yeah.
Got her sister involved who was visiting.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare for the whole family. Yeah. And the entire time I was saying, like, this isn't necessary.
It is for me when you have nothing else going on. It is.
Emily, the fact that you and I both knew this.
I told everyone. I text blasted everyone I knew. If I knew what Twitter was, I would have tweeted it.
It does give you peace of mind, though. Like, because it clearly says no.
I can do whatever I want. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. I feel calm.
She took it with no reason to take it. She definitely wasn't pregnant.
She was bored.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
I took one this morning.
Yeah, some people make fruit salads to open themselves up. Some people take pregnancy.
It's like people like to have, like, people have sex just because they can, and it's like you can do it whenever, wherever you want. Well, I feel the same way about pregnancy. I can decide I'm pregnant whenever and wherever I want, and I'm gonna do it. I'm taking a pregnancy test in a restaurant just so I could come back and report the non-results to everyone at the table.
That's an expensive habit.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome to my life, girl. Some people do math. Some people do babies.
Or not.
Yeah, or not. Or never. I would.
Because then if you have a baby, it's like they owe you. So it's like, you know, they have to, like, hang around, see what you're up to.
Wait, they owe you?
Yeah, like, the baby owes you. It's like, oh, thanks for life. That's why I picked my mom.
No, you chose to give them life. I feel like you owe them.
They chose to create themselves.
No, no, no. As far as I'm concerned, and my relationship with my mother is, I did not choose to be here.
My relationship with my mom is, I'm forever in her debt. And I didn't answer her
Bob, what is your standing on that? You have two children, a beautiful daughter who I love, a beautiful son who I love.
Who I'm interested in.
Do they owe you or do you owe them?
Wow.
Yep, here we go.
I guess I've been thinking I owe them, but now I'm starting to, I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Maybe they owe me.
Here we go.
You're welcome for life.
Yeah.
Enjoy. And for life.
I brought you all this. Yeah. Without me, you wouldn't enjoy all the flowers and trees.
Do your kids
How can you
that
deny
cool?
There's a me?
Do your kids like you and think you're cool?
Oh, they don't think I'm cool. I think they like me.
That's good.
Yeah, sometimes they hate me.
Actually, I can answer that. They don't think he's cool.
Yeah, they don't.
But they also think he is the greatest man to ever live, and they're kind of obsessed with him.
I don't know about that.
Oh, that's
Here's what my daughter said the other day. She was doing her homework with her friend, and her friend asked me, how do you do this problem? I can't figure it out. And I go, I couldn't figure it out either, but I tried. And I gave her my best guess, and she was like, that's wrong. And then my daughter goes, that's what you get for having an actor for a father.